We spend 10 quality minutes with the head football coach of the University of Houston Cougars. Our conversation is brought to you by the Joint Chiropractor, the official chiropractor of Houston Cougar Athletics, Coach Fritz and the Cougars, taking on the Rice Owls in the Bayou Bucking game Saturday at 7 o'clock at TDECU Stadium. And Coach Fritz, I know there was a luncheon yesterday. Most importantly, I ask every coach that joins us during this week, how was the lunch spread yesterday?
Oh, it was good. It was good. It was, you know, I had a whole lot of former players from Rice and University of Houston and, you know, a lot of people from the Touchdown Club would do so much for high school football and college football and football in general here in the city of Houston. So it was good to get to see those guys again.
You know, I know you've got a lot of things on your plate, like getting this program back to where it needs to be from a winning perspective, but just your general thoughts about the long-term future of the Bayou Bucking. And I know it's not on the schedule right away, but is that something down the road you'd like to see revisited?
Yeah, I think that would be great. You know, we're 4-point, whatever. There's a little controversy yesterday about how many miles the campuses are apart from each other, but whatever it is, 3 miles, 4 miles, you know, it's the closest traditional rivalry of any two Division One FBS football playing schools in the nation. And, you know, I think it just makes sense that we continue to keep playing it if at all possible.
You had a very good spirited effort your squad did Saturday in Norman against the Sooners. I thought there were a couple of interesting plays, one involving a punt that was considered a fumble, a botch that I was wondering if you got any clarification from the officials, and then ultimately the final play of the game. And how much do you spend as a coach reviewing plays like that, not necessarily those two in particular, but just in general to see if everything was on the up and up according to your standards?
Well, we always review the plays, and we turn them into the officials, and they look at them, and they give us you know, an answer as to whether or not, you know, they, you know, sometimes they miss it. I mean, that's just, I wish I called a perfect game. And, you know, sometimes it, I wish all the, you know, all the players wish they played a perfect game. And, you know, I got quite a few angles set in on the punt return one. And it just happens so quick sometimes that it's difficult. You got to have, you know, the evidence there that it's 100% no chance. And, you know, what of it happening and to overturn the call, and they decided not to overturn it. And that's just part of it. You got to fight through those. When you get good breaks, you know, that's you're happy about that. And every once in a while, you're going to get a bad break, and you just got to fight through it. And, you know, then at the end of the game, they told us they were reviewing the last play. So we kind of stood out there on the field for about 5 minutes waiting to get an answer. And I guess they just went ahead and headed on in. But, you know, it's you know, something that you just got to fight through. We had some self-inflicted wounds ourselves, doing some things that we shouldn't have done that would have helped us win the ball game as well.
Well, I'll say this though: a very good, close, competitive game. Your defense stepped up again. Your offense moved a little more regularity. I mean, just go over some of the things you thought were of significant improvement from that opening game against UNLV.
Well, I thought offensively, I thought we did a nice job getting the ball out of our hands, a couple shots deep. We really did a good job working the clock and was in control, you know, time-wise of the ball game. Just didn't, you know, do a good job of moving the ball once we got inside the 30-yard line. We just had a tough time when we got in that area. I thought defensively we played extremely well besides that short field off the punt that we were talking about. You know, really, really did a good job and kept them away from big plays, tackled extremely well. You know, so there were some bright spots. Or, you know, I definitely feel like we improved from week one to week two, but we got to make that same improvement this week as well.
There are three guys on the defensive side that I've become big fans of so far this year. A.J. Halsey has been fantastic for you. Keith Cooper, it feels like he's around every play. And then Michael Batten this past week, I think we looked at him about 10 or 15 times during the course of the game against Oklahoma.
Yeah, Michael had a great ball game. He's he's a guy that played quarterback in high school. I didn't realize this, but I guess he went to 5 different schools. And we got him to come on back home. He played well last year at Louisiana Monroe. He's a Houston kid and just gets better each and every day. He's, you know, 220 pounds, great movement, great speed, tough kid. AJ, you know, had another good game, tackling, you know, better and better each and every week. Smart guy out there on the field. And Keith Cooper, he's from Dickinson High School, and you know, he played for me over Tulane. I think he was 230 when we recruited him. He's up to 285. Really does a good job of getting off of blocks and being disruptive on the line of scrimmage, both first the run and the pass game. But you're right, all three of those guys played well last Saturday.
Before I let you run, Coach, the Rice Owls, very disappointed with their performance against Sam Houston in week one, bounced back against TSU last Saturday. As you looked at the tape and did some scouting on them, what noticeable things did they change from week one to week two of their season?
Well, you know, I just think, you know, that first game is always a tough one, coming out of the box, how much you practice, how much you do live, all those kind of things. And I can see that, you know, they got a brand new quarterback, EJ Warner, who we didn't play against when I was at Tulane, but saw him an awful lot on tape. He was with Temple last year, and you know, I think the timing and the rhythm, you know, they looked to be much, much better this past week than the first week of the season. And you know, I got an awful lot of respect for these guys, Coach Blomgren and his staff and the team. You know, we played against them when I was at Tulane, and you know, run a great program. We're gonna have to get better, like I talked about. We're gonna have to move the ball offensively and get some explosive plays. We really haven't had hardly any this year, and play more solid in the kicking game. We had one penalty, which was down from four in week one, but we've got to be a more disciplined ball club in order to win ball games here at the University of Houston in 2024. That's our big goal this week.
And you're talking about explosive offensively. I'm sure Joseph Manjack's ready to have a 100-yard game for you pretty soon here, right?
Yeah, you know, that was good. They had a little bust in coverage, and Donovan did a good job finding Joseph back behind the defense. And we need more of those, you know, but we need to have it happen when we execute the play, now when they bust on an assignment. So that's a big part of it. I feel like we got some explosive kids, particularly at the receiver position, the running back position. You know, we just need to do a good job, everybody doing their 111th and getting those big plays to occur.
Coach, great visit as always. Best of luck Saturday at the TDECU. We'll look forward to seeing you then. Thanks for the time as always.
Thank you very much. Go Cougs.
You got that right. That's Willie Fritz, head football coach of your Houston Cougars. And if you want to go to the game, it is uhcougars.com/promo. The promo code, when they ask for it, is RICE24. You can sit in the lower level for as low as $15. Upper deck tickets are $10 at uhcougars.com/promo with the promo code RICE24. And, of course, his visits with us, with Willie, every Wednesday and or Thursday are brought to you by the Joint Chiropractic, the official chiropractor of University of Houston Athletics.